maybe not so great a thing. Because I think one of the problems that we have, is certainly one of the problems that I have, is listening. I find it very hard to listen.
Yes.
I find it hard to make time to listen.
Properly listen.
Yeah, well, there
as
you go.
As opposed to hearing.
Exactly,
which
properly
is not
listen.
The same thing. Yeah.
And exactly, but one of the things that I find really interesting, and I would love to do some work on this, there's a great research program to do here. When we hear something amiss, like a baby crying, or a car screeching, that's my son calling now.
On cue.
Perfectly on cue.
Around.
Oh yeah, yeah. That when we hear things that disturb us, like a car screeching or a baby crying, or real fear in someone's voice, you know, or that thing when someone's about to cry and
yes.
you can kind of hear it.
Yeah.
When you know you can tell someone's gonna.
Something's amiss.
Yeah.
In some way.
We sense that so intuitively and so well. That it makes me think, actually, we are still highly tuned in. You know, but
yes.
isn't that, I don't know. I don't know if
I'm
that's
not
true.
Sure that I totally agree with that.
Go on then.
I suspect that I hear what, I mean, I think there are some people who would hear the baby crying, particularly the parent of the baby.
Yes.
I think there are other people who would hear the baby crying and it perhaps wouldn't impact on them.
Okay.
I think it's
yeah.
that's something about what you're programmed to listen out for, what
yeah.
is particular to your own experience. If perhaps you've had an experience where you've suffered a car accident or
yeah.
been involved,
yeah.
then that screeching of brakes might have would have more of
yeah.
an impact on you than someone else.
But if you've grown up in a street where cars always screech.